Hello and welcome to the 12th in this series of 5-minute podcasts related to qualitative research in the early years learning environment. What I found interesting when focusing on assessment in the early years was the use of public documentation and learning stories as ways of collecting evidence for the early years foundation stage profile. Public display of photos and comments can help to involve everyone in the assessment process, including parents and visitors to the nursery, whereas learning stories, on the other hand, acknowledge the holistic and purposeful nature of learning. It took a while before I really recognised the potential of public documentation, but having images and comments at a range of heights on a high visibility wall space provides accessibility to both adults and children, and having a dedicated part of the wall for the children can empower them to make their own choices of what to display. And incidentally, I think that this documenting process helps to create a sense of belonging. So, what led me to these thoughts? Well, a day in the nursery gives rise to a whole host of evocative images, including recollections from other nurseries. Evocative objects can lead to multiple interpretations, and meanings can be freely generated in this more generative way of thinking about research. So I observed, and I wondered, and I didn't interfere. What next? I planned. Montessori was near, and Piaget too, as sand was poured and dug and stirred and sprinkled, and children came and went and returned, and I noticed there were no voices. Actually, I was a good role model, always polite. I held the scissors by the handle as I walked and cut along the edge carefully. I'm writing, adult work, that's what I'm doing. Steiner Waldorf sewing and washing bottles in the sink. You can join in if you want to. I sat and ate soup with wooden logs for bread on a fine afternoon with 3 and 4-year-olds outside and talked about life at the nursery in a matter-of-fact sort of way. Why is Alice so depressed? She gets like that sometimes. Do you want some more soup? What did the children learn through this minestrone of conversation of socio-cultural Vygotskian Tewariki woven images of complex themes, only playing? And all around, cameras were clicking, enlarged photos and children's comments on the wall, documented decisions displayed and discussed at the end of the learning story day, while the children sat on the carpet waiting for their parents, singing, "Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, head, shoulders, knees and toes, and..." There were no voices and no practitioners in view, but the children were staying with the activity for as long as they wanted. And it was playing with sand, easy for non-English speaking children to understand. And Alice, who was 4, seemed 40 if she was a day, sitting me down for a heart-to-heart as one parent to another, but ultimately had nothing to say, though Bronfenbrenner comes to mind, as this was a let's-get-serious moment that must have come from somewhere. I like the role model role for the practitioner, but do the children notice? Is it enough? I'm inclined to stand back, observe, give the children time to follow their interests, set a good example, be responsive and interact. Okay, I think that's about 5 minutes, so look forward to the next episode focusing on another aspect of qualitative research and the early years learning environment.